Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Laying on my bed, I was in my room alone, listening to music. A lot of commotion downstairs. I was waiting for my younger cousins, nieces, and nephews to leave, as they were spending the weekend visiting. Since my favorite cousins were already gone, all there was to do was wait for the rest to be gone, so I can have peace and quiet back in my life. A few hours later, close to midnight, the rest of the family are leaving out to hit the road.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm pumped up to finally have the house to myself again, with the acceptance of my brother and parents. So I go downstairs to get me a nice cold cup of apple juice. With my headphones still on, singing to my favorite song, I pour the juice and sit on the living room couch. Sitting there for about 30 minutes, I take off my headphones and check Instagram. I took a slight cut at the window to a sight that made me jump off the couch. A face. It was literally just sitting there, smiling, staring directly at me. Everywhere I walked, it had its eyes locked right onto me. After a few seconds, I figured it was just one of my older cousins playing around with me after they left a little late. So I walked outside to see. Dumb decision. Outside, I looked towards the area where the face was. Nothing. I screamed out several of my cousins' names, telling them that the joke wasn't funny, but still, nothing. I walked back inside the house and there it was again. Shaken, I freeze in my place. That whole night, I could not sleep at all. This proceeded to happen every night for the past week. The same thing looped over every single time. I would see the face, fail to sleep for the night, sleep throughout the entire day, and then wake up during the nighttime. There was nothing I could do about it. I didn't tell anybody else in the house because I knew there was nothing they could do, and I was in fear of putting them in danger. I felt as if the cops weren't going to be able to do anything about it, and I was worried that the face would get angry. But one day, it was different. It was Monday night, a week later since it started, and I felt more angry than scared this time. After getting almost zero sleep and stressing over this weird bastard staring directly at me, I was tired of it. I quickly grabbed my phone and dialed 911, hoping there was something they could do to get this weirdo to leave me alone. Maybe this is an actual human who could actually get arrested. I didn't know, but what I did know is that someone has to deal with whatever or whoever this thing is and make them leave me alone. But as the loud three beeps occurred from my phone, something snapped. The face changed. It wasn't smiling anymore. It was angry. The way the face changed so suddenly, from a creepy smile to a disappointed frown, it was as if it was animated. Shivers went down my spine as I put my phone up to my ear. The face quickly moved away from the window. It sprinted towards the way the door was located. Freaked out, I quickly ran up the stairs. I didn't want to risk checking if the door was locked.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I sprint into my room and lock the door. As I hid in the closet, 911 picked up. 911, what's your emergency? Sweaty and damn near in tears, I explained to them about what's been happening. When I told them my address, they told me my officers were on their way. I nervously wait in the closet. Luckily, not too long after I called, I heard police sirens outside my house. As they knock on the door, everybody in my house wakes up from their sleep. As I go outside, alongside my family, I see one officer come up to us. He tells me there's been a local creep going around houses in my neighborhood for the past month. People reporting a person looking through their window, noises in their bushes, weird sightings, and all the witnesses were 15 and below. Thanks to me, they caught him that night, attempting to hide in the grass and bushes. 5 days later, my family is watching the local news. The man broke out of prison, and there's been a search party sent out for him. 1 month later, he hasn't been caught since, and it's always been on my mind. We have curtains on every window now, but will that stop him? Or will it push him to do worse? Be careful. He might be watching you, with or without curtains.
So, this was a few months ago, and quarantine was already in place, so I spent a lot more time at home and around home than usual. There is a park very close to my house, so one day, I decided to go for a little jog. I ran from my house into the park, and since I don't have a lot of cardio, I decided to take a little break. I noticed that a guy was looking my way, but I didn't think anything of it, until I started jogging again, and he started walking at the same time. Since I was jogging, I eventually lost him, so I thought it was over. But oh, was I wrong. It's now many hours later, and I'm sleeping, when through the window I notice car lights coming back and forth on my street. The window in my room gives me a view of the street. Now, some may think it's normal, but I live in a very quiet neighborhood, so I wanted to see what was going on. As I thought, there was a car that was traveling back and forth on my street. Then, the car stops right in front of my house, and the same guy comes out of the passenger seat, which means there's at least one other person with him. Until that point, I was still half awake, but the sight of that same guy looking up to my window, seeing me and smiling, woke me the F up real quick. I immediately close the blinds, which are a tiny bit see-through, by the way, and climb in my bed, phone in hand. After a few minutes, I fell asleep, only to be woken up by light tapping on my window.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Remember when I said that my blinds are see-through? Well, I could make out the silhouette of a man, probably the same guy since there were still car lights in the street, and he was crouched at my window tapping from outside. The first thing that comes to my mind is to not move and try to pretend that I'm still asleep, not knowing if he could see inside my room or not, and then I remember that my room is on the second floor. How the hell did he climb onto the little roof area outside my window? Absolutely no idea, but I know that going down is not easy. I slowly pulled the covers over my head and called the police, whispering and telling them that the guy was still tapping. They told me to slowly get out of reach of the window, in case he breaks in or something, and that they would be there in about 5 minutes. I crawled out of bed and into the bathroom, where I could see the street behind my house, and waited. After a couple of minutes, I heard the knocking stop, then silence, and then a big thump, then more silence, and a knocking at my door downstairs. I was still on the phone with the operator when I heard someone call out that it was the police and that the guy was gone. I told the operator that police had arrived, and they told me, wait, there was silence, and she said that police was not yet arrived and to not open the door under any circumstances. Soon enough, she tells me the police is now there and that I can go open the door. I go check outside of my bedroom window out of paranoia, and there were in fact three police cars and about five or six police officers outside my house. I go downstairs, as one of them is knocking, and I open the door, thank the operator, and hang up. I tell them the whole thing, and they tell me that the guy was already gone when they arrived, but that there was no one there anymore. In the next days, I saw officers on my street, but I never got news from the guys. The only thing they found was a rope and a small knife. No fingerprints, no guy, no car, nothing.
This summer, I decided to pick up some graveyard shifts at my current full-time job, simply because it pays more and I am a university student, drowning in student debt. About 2 weeks ago, on the rare occasion that I get to sleep during the time the sun is down, at 3:30 to 4 a.m., I was suddenly awoken by a loud sound. Me, being half asleep, I honestly didn't know what the sound exactly was, so I just chopped it up to being one of my neighbors dropping something. Because I live in an apartment with very thin walls. So I just try going back to sleep. About 10 minutes of laying there with my eyes closed, I heard the sound again. But this time, I'm pretty much awake, so I recognize what the sound is immediately. Someone was kicking on my window. For context, I'm a single female living alone and in a basement suite. So my windows are basically level with the sidewalk. Anyways, obviously I'm freaked out. I don't know what the heck to do. I don't want to move and make any loud noises, so they don't know I am home, and I'm just frozen, laying in this bed. Then I hear the knocking again. I instantly bolt up as my fight or flight kicks in, and I run for the front door, which has my keys with the pepper spray on it. The keys clink together and make a noticeable noise, and the knocking starts to get more intense and loud. This is when I realize the window with the screen by my bed is almost all the way open, because my cat likes to sit on the edge, and I forgot to close and lock it. I start to freak out already, having major anxiety. I start looking for my phone, just in case I need to call the police. Me being fucking clumsy and shaking from anxiety, I drop the phone on the ground, and whoever is at my window proceeds to what sounds like slide either her fingernails or a sharp object down the screen. I realize this person's intentions are either to come in or scare me. So, like a fucking idiot and not thinking, I run to the window as fast as I can and slam it shut and lock it while avoiding looking outside at whoever it was. The knocking stops, and I wait about 30 minutes without hearing any knocking. I lay back down and go right back to sleep. The next morning, I honestly couldn't believe that ever happened to me. I start to think maybe it was a dream. So I go outside and investigate. So I see an empty beer bottle and my ripped blanket. I text my only friend that knows where I live and ask them if they were fucking with me. They say no, which I figured, because they don't drive and live quite far away. And the buses around my house stop running well before 3 a.m. So I called my landlord and told him what happened, and he says to ignore it. And this happened before, which is fucking creepy.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Anyways, I obviously recognize now I should have done a lot of things differently and called the police right away. It hasn't happened since. Nonetheless, still super terrifying. But I can't afford to move again. So, creepy bro, knocking on my window. Let's not meet again.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.